Hey, this is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And we're with Watch Out for Fireballs, and we're doing it live at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo.
That's right. We are going to be talking about a retro game at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo, but we need your help.
So please go to www.duckfeed.tv/Kickstarter. It's going to send you to the Kickstarter page. Throw us a couple bucks. You're going to get the live show. You're going to get a bunch of other neat stuff. And we're not ready to announce yet. We promise you're going to like the game that we're going to do, and we'd really appreciate it.
So once again, that is duckfeed.tv/Kickstarter, and you'll enjoy the thing.
You'll enjoy the thing.
Montel was never a president.
It's a movie, Chris. Anything could happen in fantasy Hollywood.
Montel was an Army Ranger.
Was he?
Maybe. He was in the Navy at the bare minimum.
Montel, oh man, something paternity doctor lawyer.
He did a little bit of that. Him and Mari.
Yeah, Mari. Okay, so do those shows still exist?
I don't know. I'm not home.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Wheel is still on.
I think Springer's on.
No, Springer's like going around and talking to people now.
Oh, I thought he was still on.
No, he might still be on.
They still have, I don't think they still have People's Court.
Night Court?
They have Judge Judy.
They do, yeah.
And Judge Joe Brown.
Judge Madly Ware Brown.
Judge Really, Really Fake Court.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
He ruled against me. Now I have to give him a new piece of toast.
Strange rules. Okay, you have to... Everybody's working together to try and open an oversized tin can. And inside, free light bulbs for everybody! there's CFLs.
Who's... Do new lights take old light bulbs?
It depends. Yeah. They've got the same screws and threads.
But eventually there won't be. They're going to force you into some sort of weird three-prong thing, right?
Obama's jackbooted thugs?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
It's jackbooted thugs. That's funny.
What?
Because he's doing everything to make the world horrible.
Everybody's doing everything to make the world horrible. Life is a meaningless chore.
Waking up makes it worse.
Yeah. Like, just, oh man, I woke up again.
It's the worst day ever.
Had to deal with this shit. Ugh, just the worst.
Shoot, I hate Obamacare.
I have to take a shower. I have to feed myself to get fuel for the day. Ugh.
Sucks.
I have to talk to my bitch ex-wife. Trying to wring me dry for those kids. Shit.
Ah.
Thanks, Obama.
My car's getting slower. My pants are getting smaller.
Oh, man. Life is a meaningless and dismal chore. So
the only thing I get more of as the days go by is misery.
Oh man, just fill this cup up. It's halfway full, but there's a crack at the bottom.
Every new day, I grieve the loss of the better me that I had yesterday.
Oh man. So if you threw a bowling ball into a pool and it cracked the cement at the bottom, would it empty into the ground below it?
Eventually.
Okay. I'm just curious if I need to lawyer up. Okay.
Depends on where it is in the water table.
Okay. Get all that chlorine in there. You get like an Aaron Brockovich situation. Love Canal.
Kind of.
There's a place... in upstate New York, that was like a huge, I think it was New York. It was a huge, like, ecological disaster. Like, this company was dumping toxic ooze, like, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles into a creek by an elementary school. And, like, all these kids were showing up with tumors and shit. And this town was called Love Canal. Like, Love Canal, that's vaginas.
If you want to stay at school, you're going to have to turn that tumor inside out. No one's going to walk around in my school with a tumor like that.
You take off your tumor when we say the pledge.
Jesus.
Have some respect. People died for that flag.
Put your right hand on your tumor.
Oh, man. Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 115.
My name's...
The comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name's Cole Ross.
I am Chris.
Okay, we're here to entertain your asses. Man, after that depression, do you have a story for me?
Yeah, I have a feeling it's probably going to be more depressing.
Even worse.
Yeah, there's a lady, Tammy Jung. She's 23 years old, and she's eating 5,000 calories a day, hoping that she'll pack on an extra 40 pounds so that she can weigh 420 pounds. She wants to do that so she can be part of the internet fat fetish. Like Olympic athletes, she's consuming amounts of food it gives other people a stomach ache just to think about, like, say, funneling milkshakes down her throat.
With a literal funnel.
She can eat whole boxes of donuts, buckets of fried chicken, or a few burgers in one setting.
Jesus.
Her boyfriend, Johan...
90 pounds, real thin.
It's called a feeder.
Yep, he's a feeder.
Meaning that he gets off on feeding Jung.
He's a feeder, she's
so
a gainer.
She grows a full gainer. Not yet. Anyway, yeah.
You gotta make the cut, honey.
So people online are called fat enthusiasts.
She was trying to get a workman's comp.
I like to watch her gorge herself.
Oh, she can charge premium for those webcam videos.
Fat enthusiasts.
Yeah. I think they mean chubby chasers.
Definitely an eater. A gainer.
Yeah. You have to get the nomenclature right, or else you're going to be chased out of the Hyatt.
I'm going to be chased out of the chat room.
Yeah. You're going to be chased out of the Hyatt by people on Rascals because they can't afford to burn the calories. They're going to be like Morgan Spurlock, having people carry him around.
Shit, so don't make me run. I'm going to lose my job. What?
Okay, so she can't be on this forum because she's not 420 pounds. Is there a special scale chair that they sell that like checks and she's, you're like banned if you drop below? If you drop below fighting weight?
Maybe she's kickstarting. I don't know.
She's kickstart my heart, please. Oh God. Oh God. Somebody defibrillate me.
God.
What?
Kickstart my hoist.
Kickstart my jowls. God. Yeah. Okay. So you asked, like, what's the deal with the feeder?
Yeah. Why do they get what?
I think it's an extreme form of bondage. Like, it's control and submission.
Like, over time.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of like, I'm not going to strap you down right now. I'm going to, over the course of, let's say, a particularly rough, like, 6 to 8 months, make it so you're completely immobile. it is delicious submission. Yeah.
So that's a lot sicker than I thought it would be.
It is. What did you think?
I just thought that it was something stupid, like, oh, busty Latina glasses.
Oh.
I didn't think that it was that deep-seated.
Yeah, well...
I thought it was just something people like.
I may be projecting.
That sounds like a disorder.
I think it is a disorder.
I don't know.
Not to be, you know...
A fetish.
I'm not a square. It is a fetish.
You were an enthusiast. I'm a suicide enthusiast.
Cut off my cock and throw it on the grill. It makes me rock hard.
That's weird.
God.
It is weird. Salt aficionado.
Yeah, I'm an assault aficionado. Oh, man. Nothing gets me wetter than leaving my car out in the garage.
Oh, my God.
Set my crotch on fire.
Young ultra manure.
What?
Young ultra manure.
I don't get it.
People who play around in the cow shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the magazine.
I suppose. Oh man, are you staying caught up on the trades?
No, I have shit to do.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of being trapped in a garage, there's a guy in St. Petersburg, Florida. By guy, I mean 90-year-old man. So here's the sequence of events, okay?
Okay.
He was leaving at Tesco. Not Tesco. That's Britain. Why won't this thing load? Oh, because I need to go to Safari.
Loading.
Enhance. Yes. No, he was not at a Tesco. That's Britain. He was at a Publix. And he took a little spill and hurt his hip. He was there alone. And it's a grocery store. He was there alone, and the employees helped him into his car, and they loaded up his groceries and stuff like that. And he drove home. He got into the garage, closed the garage door, but then he couldn't get out of his car. His battery immediately died, and he was trapped in the car for 3 days, in the garage for 3 days. Nobody could hear him yelling for help, and he had to live off of, the groceries he picked up: ice cream cones, just the cones, Fig Newtons, and pound cake. He had no water.
God.
Jeez, it's been 3 days, he remembers thinking. I hope I don't die in this car. That's a quote from the article. His name's Ambrosia.
How depressing would that be, to eat an ice cream cone without ice cream in it?
I mean, wouldn't it just be like eating an Eggo waffle?
Probably not.
Like an overcooked Eggo waffle. Yeah. Oh man, as somebody walking by heard muffled screams of three girls who had been abducted 10 years earlier. No, it heard his muffled screams as he walked by, saying, "I can't get out of my car. Can you help me?
Got any ice cream?"
I think we can work out a trade, because I'm walking around with hands full of ice cream and no coats.
This is awkward. Like a weird coincidence.
This is such a, like, okay, it must have been meant to be.
Yeah. God.
He's an Army veteran who was drafted after the Pearl Harbor attacks. He was a buck sergeant. He was stranded when his troops got lost in Paris for 6 hours during World War II. And for that, he was demoted one stripe. The last quote that he says illustrates a very enlightened attitude about this. He says, "I can't complain. When something like this happens, it happens."
I can't. Just, shit happens.
Shit happens. You just get locked in your garage. At least he wasn't coming back from the Scorpion store.
Ben and Jerry's need to sign him up, or some ice cream company.
Cone alone. Get it?
Oh, that's too much.
I got you.
Cone alone too.
Cone alone 3 or cone alone 4 had French Stewart in it.
Was there one really?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin needed work.
Macaulay Culkin's grandson. Oh man. Hey, a study published in the journal Psychology of Music has found that a guy with a pretty face and a guitar case is much more likely to score a woman's phone number than a guy with a sports bag or nothing at all. It pairs with an Israeli study that found that female students were much more likely to accept Facebook friendship requests from a male stranger pictured with a guitar than one without. In the first study, a 20-year-old male approached 300 young women, introduced himself, told the women the woman she was pretty, and asked for a number. 31% of the women gave their digits when he carried a guitar case, compared to 14% when he held nothing, and 9% when he held a sports bag.
What about a homely man who has a guitar case?
They didn't do that.
There's, you know, there's no homely science.
No homely singers.
I'm graduating with a bachelor's in homely studies. with a minor in,
that pretty much sums it up.
What?
most college experiences.
Oh, bachelor in homely studies. Well, most people are homely. Not everybody can be a pretty guy walking around with a guitar case. It's probably full of weed, selling dreams.
Well, you know, in the spring we went sloth hunting, and in the fall we went hunting for whales.
Man. That's depressing.
You have a guitar, though.
I know I have a guitar.
Multiple guitar cases.
I have many guitar cases. Two guitar cases. But
made of the finest canvas.
Made of the finest bald eagles. No, it's not depressing from like a, man, I wish that ship sailed long ago. But it's depressing from the stance that everything is that easy.
My 5 case is made of bald eagle.
like Jebediah Springfield? More like Hans Sprungfeld. That's his real name. He was a pirate.
Really?
Yeah, he tried to kill George Washington. No. So
was that the one where Lisa found the secret map?
Yeah, and the fife. Put All this right. in your fife and smoke it. Yeah. Okay. It was the silver tongue dressed up as a little cowboy.
That's right.
Yeah. No, it's, man, I don't know. No, it depresses me because it's just because, like, this thing that you would entirely expect is just totally true. It's like, oh, yes, of course.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
But the sports bag, less than nothing at all?
Well, you know, the jocks, not so much. There's I would say that a larger proportion of people are more amicable to like I play guitar guy than jock guy, even if our the stereotype that we have in our heads of both are equally insufferable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I walked around a college campus carrying a guitar case, like all of my food would taste like ash from that day forward. I would just feel so terrible about the version of me that I would project in that case, right?
Okay. So you're going to start carrying a guitar case?
I don't know. It's sad. So, Chris, I specialize in stories about things that are going to kill you where you would least expect. Grilling is fun, right?
I like it.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Out of the house.
You stand outside, you cook some meat. It's a very, it's a very focused kind of thing. You're paying attention. It's a fun activity that yields tasty food. Even veggies can get along. You can put them in a pouch made out of tin foil with a little bit of butter if that's the way that you go. You take that out and you eat it. Maybe you put some salmon on a plank of cedar so the skeeters don't get it. But there's a dark side, and I'm not talking about factory farms or anything, but I'm talking about cleanliness and the risk that it might pose. So what do you use to clean your grill?
I don't.
I just buy a new grill.
Well, I'm in a wire brush probably.
Okay. A wire brush. Don't ever do that again.
Oh, the little strands, like they get in you.
Yeah, that little strand. There's a kid up in Seattle named Tristan who almost died. Like he ate something off of a grill, and like the next day, like 2 days later, he was throwing up. 4 days later, he was at the hospital, and 5 days later, he would have been dead because this tiny little metal wire got into his stomach and into his intestinal lining and just went through it. That tiny little pinprick turned into an abscess and just like gave him like blood poisoning, and he was like on death's door, and now he can't eat solid food for like 2 months while he heals up. Tristan's being fed with a tube, Chris,
because his guts burst,
because his guts is fucked. Wait, no, strike that, reverse it.
How old's Tristan?
I saw him in a video. He's like 14.
Yeah, well, that's legal.
in Washington State.
Yeah.
In Spokane, but not Seattle. It goes down to the county level in Washington.
And Obama gay, do whatever you want, Ville.
Oh, man. So don't.
I feel like we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's another, yeah, it's so hard when you have 115 episodes. Life is a circle. So are you just going to keep poking your eye with that stylus?
It feels good.
Yeah.
Feels like a finger. Oh, wait, I have five.
You have five. I could feel five times as good if I just fisted my eyes.
Oh, God, it feels so good.
Ah.
Oh, I love my fingers. They feel good. Also, another story for you. A paralyzed man has found a new way to enjoy sex, learning to orgasm when a woman caresses his thumb.
Okay.
A 43-year-old man was left quadriplegic after breaking his neck when he fell from a roof. He lost all sensation below the waist and feared he would never be able to experience pleasure again. A year after the accident, he experienced an orgasm when a girlfriend sucked and massaged his thumbs. Mr. Big Thumbs. Yeah.
That's his poor name.
He now regards his thumb as a, quote, surrogate penis, saying, I felt this buildup of energies, and I felt I was getting closer and closer. When I did it, it was amazing. I never thought it would be possible, but massaging and sucking on my thumb feels a lot like my penis used to feel. It's really hot.
Okay.
He now has... Okay, God. He now has regular sessions with a sex therapist, Lisa Carl, who said what the guy is experiencing is a transfer orgasm.
Is there a fee for that?
I don't know. Does only work in a train station? Yeah, where another place on the body gives the same sensation. He has a significant reduction in pain after a session as well. So apparently he pays this chick to suck on his thumb.
Huh.
And she's a therapist, which is what sex therapists do.
What's the difference between a sex therapist and a sex worker?
A certificate?
Oh, good for him. I mean that has to be like one of the most depressing parts about being paralyzed. Like, yeah, whatever, I can't walk anymore. That sucks. Yeah, you know, they have to take all the stuff out of the high cabinets because I can't get up there anymore. That sucks. But just kind of like those basic like human functions, you know, sex is an important part of being a human.
Like holding your water.
Yeah. So here's the question: when he, you know, is there? You know.
Yeah.
Huh.
From the cuticle.
Gross. That's disgusting. Chris.
Yeah.
We've talked about this, right? We've talked about how going online and seeing other people's success on Facebook can bum you out, right? You feel like, oh, my life will never compare to this person who has seven kids at age 23 because they settled down right out of high school.
Yeah.
Right? Like, or, oh, man, this person just got their promotion or blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, boy, I can't believe Cole has, you know, almost a million views on his video. You know, all this kind of stuff. Like, people can get jealous, right? But the same thing happens with Pinterest.
How so?
I don't know how, you know, Pinterest works. What is that? Is that a place where you put, like, pictures of desserts?
Yeah, it's like, no, yeah.
I'm really divided.
You know what Pinterest is.
I'm really divided on the topic of desserts.
The conflict about dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Stop the conflict of dessert. I don't support the conflict of dessert.
I don't get it.
It's like not supporting a war.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. We don't parse our language anymore like that. We used to. We call it the Korean conflict. It wasn't the Korean War.
Right. No, we just say war because that's actually kind of what it is. No, we like we said like Operation Desert Storm. We don't say the well, I guess we say the Iraq War, but officially, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
The War on Terror.
The War on Terror.
Yeah.
The War on Tears. The War on Chairs, being waged by feeder groups across the nation.
Oh no!
Oh no! That's there. We go. That's the goal. It's the War on Chairs.
Oh my God! That's crazy. That's crazy.
So today, sir,
I think I've identified a feeder cell. if you see something, say something.
So today, surveyed 7,000 moms in the U.S., and 42% said that they sometimes suffer from Pinterest stress, which is the belief that they are not as crafty as they should be. Okay, looking at some quotes. It tricks you into thinking that everyone is baking their own bread. Pinterest is largely a site of unrealized dreams. Some moms say things like, "It was just a little party. Nothing I put on Pinterest." We have a hard time enjoying our own experiences because we feel it's not worthy of this invisible judge, Pinterest. Right?
Yeah. I just don't. You don't have the time to do all that stuff.
You know,
barely have time to do the normal stuff.
No, like to get caught up on your reading, to empty out your DVR, to, you know.
This is how little time I have. I can either heat up my Hot Pocket and not eat it, or eat it frozen. Because I don't have time for both.
You have to whack it with a hammer. You have to whack it with a hammer and then put it in your mouth like ice chips at the hospital.
That's how busy I am.
That's how busy you are.
Yeah.
As I pored over oodles of pens one night, feeling slightly inadequate, I started to realize that while I may think of myself as Martha Stewart on occasion, my kids don't want or need her. They just want me to be their mom.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so busy, I have to choose between wearing a shirt and or pants.
Chris, don't wear no robe. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I'm so busy. I don't talk to my kids anymore.
I'm so busy. I have to guess the end to "You Might Be a Redneck" jokes.
Mm. I'm so busy that I'm developing anxiety disorders.
You win.
No, that's kind of the case. No. Yeah. So, just have we talked about like what a male version of Pinterest would be? Is that Instructables?
Yeah, there's Mantrist. That's a real thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the male version of Pinterest is like the hetero version of Grindr. Something that seems like it would be a really, really good idea, but has never happened because it's just impractical.
There's dude marks.
Dude marks?
Yeah, it's like bookmarks, but for dudes.
Oh, yeah. So I use Pinboard. Like I say, I put it up on Pinboard. Check it there. People think Pinterest? No, no, it's a different thing. But what a world. Do you have a story for me?
Yeah, I do. Maybe.
Hello, maybe.
Yeah.
Arrested Development Season 4 starting this week.
Over there in India, there are three engineering students who were disgusted by recent rape attacks in their country.
Yeah.
So they decided that they would make a product that would that's going to go on sale later this month. It's underwear that shocks an attacker. If they're not wanted. Yeah, if they're not wanted, basically. Named SHE, short for Society Harnessing Equipment. Lingerie attachment is intended to offer wearers freedom from situations faced in public places. That couldn't be any more vague. To achieve this, it contains a mobile GPS capable of transmitting alerts to parents and police, as well as self-defense mechanisms. A person trying to molest a girl will get a shock. Will get the shock of his lifetime the moment pressure sensors get activated, and the GPS and GSM modules would send a text message to an emergency number. Yeah, and as well as the parents.
So it is infinitely depressing to me that this is even a product that needs to exist in this day and age. Like, it's the bummer of all bummers.
They're training rapists like you do a dog that barks too much. You can shock up to 82 times on a charge.
Jesus. That's a hell of a walk home you've got.
Good God.
Might want to change your route. You know who I blame, Chris? No. Yeah, that's crazy. So this is something that's like existed before. The idea of like something, like it's been less, it's been more invasive than that, right? Like, this is just something that you put on. But there are things that used to exist, like in the 80s, that you could put all up ends, that if somebody, you know, like if you didn't take it out and somebody decided to put their thing all up ends, it would harm them, right? Like, maybe it would cut up the end of their dick like a hot dog for a kid.
Oh, no.
You know, just make it, you know, kind of like somebody, you know, who was in a
bottle. Spiraled and fried.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, or it would like clamp on. Right.
Ah!
And they couldn't get it off. So that, you know, they could, it's like the ink tag on, you know, on clothing, so you don't shoplift, right? Except it's on your dick.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But the thing is that those have been deemed ineffective because all it does is piss the person off more. So it turns it from a rape, which is already really, really bad, into
it doesn't
a murder.
Have to be, baby.
Jesus Christ, don't even. Like there's tons of stuff I'll joke about on here, but that, not so much. No, but just like it turns it into a moita.
Oh, that's a great line for like a villain rapist in a movie.
What is?
Oh, didn't you ever learn don't go to bed angry?
Jesus Christ.
That's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awful. I don't know if I've heard anything worse than that ever.
Well, it's not funny.
I know.
It wasn't supposed to be. I know. A villain rapist.
Yeah, no,
in
that's
movie.
That's crazy. Ugh.
Yeah, don't. Isn't that, that's cold, right?
Yeah, a little bit, especially the glassy-eyed way that you delivered it.
didn't you ever learn? Don't go to bed angry.
You got doll eyes when you say that. Like, you stop it, and then they come back alive.
Stripper eyes.
But they're, oh, yeah, they're flat and dead. Child beauty pageant eyes.
That's really weird.
Yeah. No. The GPS is probably the best part of that. Like,
sure,
the alert.
I think everyone should have a GPS all up in them.
All up in. I think we already do, you know, the
RFID.
The aforementioned Obamacare. Have you gotten a flu shot?
I have not.
Good.
Yeah.
You're off the grid.
BHID.
Yeah. I give myself B12 shots every day so I
can... Butthole identification. He was identified by his anus print.
You sat down on the wrong subway chair. The sirens
There's
go
not one
up.
Hemorrhoid that's alike.
It's like, oh no. So you know how ballistics is the study of how... of the markings that gun barrels leave on bullets?
Yeah.
Yeah, but ballistics.
But ballistics.
Yeah, it's your colon's profile imposed on your leavings, right?
Sure.
That's how they would catch... So that's how they should have caught the kid who was pooping in the bathroom and put it on the walls.
Yeah.
At my middle school.
See this groove here? This could be one of two things. This could be our victim. Or he could have eaten sunflower seeds in the shell.
Oh, God. That's gross. Do you have a less depressing story to take us out?
It's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn. Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Everything's falling apart. Oh, man. So we'll leave this. There are a couple of things that I have, like, searches and alerts for. Shot with a bow and arrow, killed with a katana, things like that. There's another one that I always kind of keep an eye out for because it's always good fodder. Death by cartwheel. He was drawn and quartered. No. No, I'm referring to another one. bulldozer rampages.
Oh, God, I saw that.
Yeah, I know, right? So, like, a while ago, probably about, like, 20, 30 episodes ago, I told the story of Killdozer, which was a guy who was so angry with his town zoning board that he got like that he hijacked a bulldozer, armored it, and then went on a rampage and then killed himself. This is a little bit less awesome than that. It's a guy who was fed up with his neighbors, and so he got a bulldozer and he knocked down all of their houses and then drove over their cars. He had enough. He fell down. He fell down.
Hope you're not going home.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, there are some things we can do.
Remind them.
Okay, the big one right now doesn't have to do with this show, but we're blasting it across the channels. Just last week, we announced the existence of the Watch Out for Fireballs live Kickstarter. Watch Out for Fireballs is the retro video games podcast that I do with a friend out in Portland. We have an opportunity to do a live show at the Portland Retro Games Expo, but we need your help to get out there financially. So we're kickstarting that bitch. And you can go on to the page. There are going to be banners up in places where you can get there. And if you have it in your heart, you can kick us a couple of bucks. There are some rewards that are there. Yeah. So if you have questions about that, we can answer them. But we're really, really excited about the opportunity. And the video is pretty good, too. So, specifically to this show, because I can see steam coming out of Chris's ears, you can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids and see episode lists. You can find us on iTunes. Ratings and reviews are definitely helpful, so are subscriptions. Additionally, you can check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. And finally, if you would like to support the network monetarily, you go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar. Use the Amazon link. Everything you buy doesn't cost you anything extra. We get a little percentage of that, and that goes towards like hosting the shows and hosting the website and buying equipment and all of that good stuff. So we would really appreciate anything you do in those regards. But most of all, keep on listening. We enjoy doing this for you, and we enjoy hearing from you. We got a comment today from a new fan. Gosh, one second. I'd like to say his name because it was he like messaged us on Facebook. Sorry. Yeah, we got a message from a fan called Douglas who told us we did a good show and he liked it. So thank you, Douglas, and anybody else. We're here to hear your stuff. So did I miss anything, Chris?
No, you got it.
Awesome. Sorry, America.
Sorry.
Sweet. Go home. Go to bed.